No rational person would do as you have done. Explain yourself.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Post It Up Network. My name is Kyle Bowen, and this is Connect the Dots, the podcast about a playlist, a playlist that's been around now for 226 consecutive Sundays. Now, if you're new to the program, welcome. If you're a longtime listener, you have probably realized by now that things are a little different on this week's episode. Hear the music in the back, right? Listen to that. It's some meditation music I found on YouTube. And that's what I need in my life right now. I need balance. I need to slow down. Think about that, right? Hockey just ended. The Canucks are out. Which means the network, it's the priority now. Let's go. And for that to happen, I do think that the world has to be a little bit slower. And also, to be honest, I made this playlist in 5 minutes, okay? I made it in 5 minutes, and I think it deserves some pacing and a presentation that is, again, brought on with some patience, okay? Life's all about balance. Made this playlist in 5 minutes. Let's talk about it. Connect the dots. At number one, we have On and On by Erykah Badu. This is off of Baduism. A couple things here. You know the deal, right? Kyle Bowen always pressing buttons on Spotify. How else do you run a playlist for 226 weeks? I don't know. I'm always pressing buttons on this damn app. One of which being the About button. And when you click it on Erykah Badu, you get an essay. You get a good read. You get a lot of words. You get a lot of triumph. You get a lot of glory. It works in this case. Longevity warrants an essay when it comes to these bios, okay? It really does. If you don't have it, I would say just keep it simple. Keep it simple, right? Is there anything worse on this app than finding someone with, 200 listeners and trying to find out a little bit about them, and you click about and it's just a ridiculous amount of bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Straight up, one of the worst parts about this app. Who am I, though? I barely know shit about music, right? Just found out about this song, On and On, off of Baduism once again. And it's brilliant. It's brilliant. The whole project is fluid. It works. It once again adds to the point, right? That $10 a month for a streaming service is such a good deal. You will never find a better deal in your life. You can find brilliance whenever you want. This album came out in 1997. It is worth the time. The time, yes, the time. You gotta appreciate music like this. And this song also uses a melody that has been sampled so many times afterwards. After its creation, my bad. And there's this one song that I can't find via the internet that used it as well, that was big sometime in the mid-2000s. I can't find it. You know what? You do me a favor. I've been making this playlist for 226 weeks. You find out what song that was big in the mid-2000s used this song as a sample, or used a sample from this song. Please do. Do me a favor. Let's move on. At number two, we have Grammy Week by Cash Page and Don Toliver. I appreciate how they symbolize a Grammy with success. And we've seen what's happened to the Grammy, the trophy, the symbol over the last couple years. People just don't care. And here we have Cash Page and Don Toliver, again, using it as a symbol for for a dream, for a want. I think one day the Grammy will be respected, and that obviously starts with the committee, right? They got to start making the right calls. The wrong people continue to lose. Hopefully, I think that will help raise the standard of music. And you know what? To be honest, in 2020, based on my listening, I think it's been a really, really talented year in the world of music. Let's carry on. At number three, we have Ball Without You by 21 Savage. This is only on the list because I had a bit of an epiphany sometime last night. For some reason, I thought about 21 Savage, and then it had me thinking about how I haven't been listening to much 21 Savage, and that's a detriment to your listening experience. It is. Let's be honest. Let's be real. There was no way another week was going by, another Sunday was going by, where 21 Savage wasn't making the list. Ball Without You does it for him. It does it for a lot of people. A unique song. At number four, we have Really Red by Trippie Redd, Internet Money, Lil Keed, and Young Nudie. This is off of Internet Money's project, okay? All those collaborations. Check it out. Everyone just helping each other out. Now this song, Trippie, finds a way to make something similar to what he was doing off the jump with his Love Letters to You series. And that's not a great thing. That's not a bad thing. It's just what it is. It really had me thinking about his first two projects. He's got a very, what would he say? A strong voice? I don't know. A weird voice? I don't know. But he makes it work. Especially when he ventures off and just takes his voice to a place where he's kind of creating these somewhat rock and roll sounds. I don't know. Trippie's just a very, very fascinating artist. Next up, we have Sun Is Up by 88 Glam. It works. The collaboration, the chemistry is here on this one. We've said it before, right? A 88 Glam. They come out with their self-titled project, right? Back in 2017, I think. And it was damn near 9 out of 10, if not 9 out of 10. So anything they put out afterwards, just based on that alone, for the majority, was going to be hard to digest because of the standard that they set. And I'm not going to lie, right? Honest Person, Honest Podcast. I think it affected my listening experience with 88 Glam, the duo, that once again delivered a 9 out of 10. A 9 out of 10, that's hard to do. And more I'm finding all these gems. And Sun Is Up. It makes you want to go to work. Again, the chemistry is there. Just a phenomenal song. Why else? Why else would it make the Post It Up playlist? Afterwards, we have In My Feelings by The Holiday. We talked about this guy before, right? We compared him to Sway Lee and The Weeknd off of that one song. What was that song? Save Me? Was that it? I think so. Anyways, In My Feelings makes the list. I'm really impressed with the second half of this track. Afterwards, we have Lockdown by Coffee. It's a jam. I've also heard the sample used in the studio. Shout out to The Plug. The Plug gets all the credit for this one. And again, it's a jam. It's something that you possibly would want to listen to in the morning and also at a party. It's one of those tracks. Shout out to Coffee. Yo, real talk. We've been drinking a lot of coffee too. Where would life be without coffee? Straight up. And then we have Someone Like You by Wolf Tyler. Now this is off her new project, Wolf in Color. We had something on it last week, All Tinted, the single that was released sometime last year. And we also alluded to the fact that this was originally dropped only on Apple Music for some reason. And now it finds its way on Spotify. That's why it's on the list. The first song on the project, Someone Like You, is different. It reminds me of the pop / hip hop from the early 2000s, maybe a little bit of the late 90s. And the second half of the track is really the standout performance that was needed for Wolf Tyler on this. It makes this track one that obviously makes the playlist, but also one that you just go back to and go back to. If you look at Wolf Tyler's catalog, how many songs does she have? Maybe less than 10, if not 10 at the most. And I would say 5 of those songs are really, really, really well done. So you have to go back and listen to songs twice. Just based on that batting percentage, check it out on the Post It Up playlist and check out the project Wolf in Color by Wolf Tyler. And then we have Adorn by Miguel. This was off of the song Radio used for Beautiful People by Chris Brown. You got to know this song too. Change Up by Seth K was in the studio last night with a couple people in the music industry in Vancouver. And there was a 5 to 10 minute conversation about the brilliance of Seth K / Side. He's one of those people too. We talked about Wolf Tyler's discography, right? We take 10 of her songs, 5 of them are really, really good. Really good. If you go to Seth K's, and take Side's songs as well. I know he's only given you, what, one project and a single? A couple singles? Carrying On. You take all those songs, I would say 95% of them are good. Real talk. Real talk. That's just facts. Let's keep it going. Coming up next, we have Relacion or Relacion. I don't know how to pronounce this. Okay, it's some reggaeton. We got Sesh. I think I'm saying that right. We got Daddy Yankee. We got J Balvin. We got Rosalia. We got Farruko. Just superstars. You got to know all those names. And Rosalia, she's a threat. A threat. A threat. She's a top-tier artist based on talent, in my opinion. What a song. What a song. It reminds me of summer 2019. Okay, I know I'm going back there, but that's what it does. I know this song is going off. Well, going off in households, maybe not on the streets due to the virus, but I know it's being played down in South America a lot. A lot. It works. I miss Colombia. I miss Colombia, yo. At number 14, we have Gifted by Cordae and Roddy Ricch. I really fuck with this song. It took a while for whatever reason, but I really fuck with this song. The chemistry is great. I love the back and forth. The energy is there. The message is there. The wordplay, the bars. I feel as if they took maybe not their time, because you never know how these things are created, but there was a purpose for this song. It was meant for something. It works. It works. We have a lot of the future, I guess, right? I mean, I know they're already here now. But yeah, something about this song, it gives you a glimpse into the future for some reason. Again, I know they're already there. What does that even mean? Does that even make sense? I think it does. I think it does. Great track. Great track. Would love to hear more from these two together. Why not? At number 15, we have 18 Hunna. 18 Hunna, man. I sound like a loser saying that. And this is by Heady One or Heady One and Dave. My bad, Heady One. I think it's Heady One. This is how you do it, right? What's the genre of this? Is this drill? I don't know. Don't know much about music. Again, is this music from the United Kingdom? Yes, it is. I believe so. This is how you do it. I don't want to hear another Drake UK record or drill record, whatever you call it. I don't. It sounds gross. It waters down this for new ears to that genre. This is amazing. This collaboration is amazing. It's hard. It makes you want to work again. Put your head down and get to work. I fuck with this. Yo, Drake. No more, okay? At number 16, we have Nana by Forever Friday. Forever Friday, Hitmaker, right? Hitmaker. And then we have Wavy by Lil Keed and Travis Scott. It works. The original, a masterpiece. The remix, was it needed? At the time of release, for some reason, I told myself no. But I'll still listen. And now, weeks later, this song we talked about, you know, the word purpose with Roddy Ricch and Cordae. I think it sticks here too. Okay, that this feature had some purpose. There was a reason why this had to happen. This is one of my favorite songs right now. And I can't be surprised, right? Again, original masterpiece, and then you have Travis Scott. I know people are out there questioning everything he's been doing post-Astroworld. And we somewhat alluded to why that may happen when we brought up 88 Glam and what they've done post-88 Glam. I wonder why that happens to us humans, okay? We give these people who have given us a piece of work that we go back to constantly, yet find a way to doubt them and cloud their other work or their future work, their post work after your favorite. It's weird. It's a weird game. What a life, right? What a life. How do you say this one, right? Parapluie. This is off the Colors Show playlist by Lala NCE. What is this? All right. Oh, it's in French. I'm not going to try. Écoutez Lala NCE. Yeah, I'm not going to try. This song's in French. This song works. The whole playlist works, right? You ever need a new song, go to the Color Show playlist and just hit shuffle, all right? That's what I do. At number 19, we have La Lune and Le Soleil by Bonnie Banane. I was going to say Bonnie Banana. That would have been cool. I'm looking at her about. She's got nothing. Okay, cool. Why not? This song right here, I don't know what the genre is. It's fun. A lot of instruments. I think they work all well together. Makes you feel good. A lot of morning music. A lot of morning music on this playlist. Did I mention that I made this in 5 minutes at 7:30 in the morning on this Sunday? Gotta love it. At number 20, we have Trenches by T-Bish. T-Bish? He's got the money sign in the middle of his name. And yo, this dude's from Australia? Australia? Okay. Originally, I thought from the UK, but okay. Australia. Shout out to Australia. Aussie. Oi. Right? Okay. I'm fucking with this playlist. That's why sometimes you gotta act on intuition. Because I know for sure the way my brain works, I'm using this as a springboard into what's happening in Australia and the hip-hop and the rap. I'm fascinated. At 21, we have Playa Playa by Kuv Latino. It works. This song came out when? April? Will it be one of the best songs out of the city in 2020? I don't know. I actually don't think so. There's been a lot of good music in the city, but hey, it's still a good song. And that's the thing with Vancouver right now, man. A lot of quality tracks have come out. This song back in April, I think just throughout 2020, I think it has a lot to do with how 2019 ended. With what Boslin, Manila, Merckx, Baby No Money did around November, December. The momentum. It was something. It was something. Been a good year for music in general. For the city of Vancouver, it's been a great year. At number 22, we have Ankle God with Fantasia. This was my introduction to Ankle God way back when we were doing C1 Radio. Cal Capone played something of his, and yeah, it stuck. It stuck. It made you want to listen to more Ankle God. And his growth as an artist, I think it's well painted by Ankle. Over the years, been crafting his sound, and we've seen what he's done in 2020. Ride, Hit, Celebration, good track, and then Showstopper. Showstopper is one of the best songs that have come out of the city in 2020. That's without a doubt. I can't tell you three better songs than Showstopper off the dome. This very well may be the best song out of the city of Vancouver in 2020. Ankle, man. It's got a project coming out too, right? September 16th. Only time will tell. I am legitimately excited for that project. Let's end the episode. That's it. Connect the Dots is now over. Do yourself a favor. Go get the playlist. Yes, the playlist that updates every Sunday with 22 songs on Spotify and Apple Music. Been happening for 226 consecutive weeks. My name, Kyle Bowen. That's KyleBhawan. And get the network as well. You know the deal, right? Hockey's over. Kyle Bowen back on the network. You get all those shows with a swipe and a tap wherever you listen to podcasts, including Meanwhile in Canada. Every Thursday, two dumbasses learning more and more about Canada, and they actually found a way to learn something pretty damn important happening in their province this past week. Listen to Meanwhile in Canada. Have a good morning, a good afternoon, a good night. We don't know when you're listening to this, but we appreciate it. Peace.